This is On With Mario Lopez.
Hey, you're on with Mario Lopez, and on the line with me right now, Oscar-nominated actress, the very talented Hailee Steinfeld. How are you, Hailee?
I'm good, Mario. How are you?
I'm well, sweetie. Now, before we get into everything going on with you, most importantly, how is your Uncle Jake? How's my boy doing?
Oh, man, you're going to have to ask him yourself. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, you don't say. He is such a great guy. I think we mentioned it before. And I remember when you were just kind of getting on the scene, he was so proud of you and stuff. So it's so great. And cut to, you're everywhere these days. Your new movie, The Edge of 17, out this Friday. Hearing all kinds of great things about it. What's it about, basically?
The Edge of 17 is a coming of age story of what being a teenager really feels like today.
And what is that?
Oh my, everything and anything in every, I mean, one moment it's happiness and life is great and I love everybody, and about 35 seconds later it's the complete opposite and your world is coming to an end.
That's pretty much like when I was a teenager. things haven't changed too much, I guess, and a lot of praise for your character Nadine. Did you see any of yourself in this character?
I did. I identified with this character in a way I don't feel I have had the opportunity to with other characters that I've played. She's so honest and so real and just unapologetic.
And you've been working at for such a long time now, and from such a young age, I gotta imagine you didn't have the traditional high school experience, right?
I did not. I was homeschooled, and in ways I felt like that kind of helped me, because I really knew that sense of isolation. As this character feels, even though she is in high school. And in other ways, I felt like it in no way removed me from who she is. And just because I didn't have a traditional high school experience didn't take away from anything for me.
Well, from someone who had a traditional high school experience, you weren't missing out. Trust me, you're all right.
Thank you.
How was it working with Woody Harrelson?
Oh, man, he is the bomb. That guy, not only is he obviously just an amazing actor, he is one of the best people I think I've ever met in my life, and he is a great friend.
And what's the dynamic in the film? Does he play your teacher, principal, or friend?
He plays my teacher slash mentor slash friend, really. He becomes this person in Nadine's life that tells her everything she needs to hear and not what she wants to hear, unlike everybody else in her life.
Nice. You need people like that. Well, it sounds awesome. Looking forward to checking it out. And what's up with Pitch Perfect 3? How's that coming along? Have you started filming?
No, not yet. I haven't even seen the script, but I imagine that with a release date come the new year, we will get all of that information and kick it off very soon.
Awesome. Awesome. And you still have time to make music. You dropped the single Starving over the summer. Any plans for a full-length album?
It is in the works. I'm so very excited to be releasing new music very soon. It's a process you want to take your time with and get it right. So I'm working on it.
Nice. And I also saw you stop by the Late Late Show with James Corden and played First Line, Every Line. You crushed it. How fun was that?
Thank you. It actually was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. You know, I got there and it was a last minute thing, and I was like, oh yeah, no problem, I got this. And then I was like, oh my God, I am so tempted to say the rest of the song, and I can't do that. So it was a good time.
And you're also going to be doing a few Jingle Ball shows this year, right? What do you have in store for those shows?
I'm about to find out. I have my rehearsals coming up. I've been talking creative, and I'm excited to try something new this year. Last year around, it was really my first ever tour-like experience, so I'm excited to be coming back this year.
And are you going to be home for the holidays, or are you traveling? What's your plans?
I will be home as of now, which I am praying it stays that way. I can't wait to have some time with my family.
And you're one of the few native Angelenos, right, Hailee?
Yes, this is true.
Wow, those are rare.
They are, right?
Everyone seems like a transplant. Yeah, good for you. Nice, that's
Thank
awesome.
You.
Now, when it comes to Christmas music, do you go with the classics or something more contemporary?
No, I stick with the classics for sure. I don't even know where to begin when it comes to what those are, but any Frank Sinatra, Boys to Men, Mariah Carey.
There you go.
What else? I don't know. I'm trying to think about what my mama plays through the house.
Favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Elf.
Yes.
Classic. Good. All right. Well, Hailee, thanks for taking the time to call. Congrats on everything. And look forward to checking out your new film. The Edge of 17 is the name of it. It is out on Friday. You can follow her on Twitter @HaileeSteinfeld. Thanks for checking in today.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
On with Mario Lopez.